In the day's other news, President Joe Biden today signed into law the first major federal gun safety legislation passed in decades. It marks a major bipartisan breakthrough on one of the most contentious policy issues in Washington. The legislation came together following recent mass shootings at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school and a Buffalo, New York supermarket. President Biden called the bill a historic achievement.
From Columbine to Sandy Hook to Charleston, Orlando, Las Vegas, Parkland, El Paso, Atlanta, Buffalo, Uvalde. And for the shootings that happen every day in the streets that are mass shootings we don't even hear about. The number of people killed every day in the streets. Their message to us was do something. I don't know how many times we heard that. Just do something. For God's sake, just do something. Well, today we did. Well, this bill doesn't do everything I want. It does include actions I've long called for that are going to save lives.
The law strengthens background checks for the youngest buyers and closes the so-called boyfriend loophole prohibiting romantic partners who are convicted of domestic violence from owning firearms. It also provides billions in funding to bolster mental health and violence prevention programs in schools. E-cigarette maker Juul can keep selling its products for now after a federal court temporarily blocked a government ban. Earlier this week, the FDA ordered the company to remove its popular vaping device and cartridges from store shelves. The agency accused Juul of providing, quote, insufficient and conflicting data about the safety of its products. Juul has been widely blamed in recent years for a surge in teen vaping. In Oslo, Norway, a gunman opened fire overnight, killing two and injuring more than 20 outside a popular gay nightclub. Officials there say the gunman was detained within minutes. Norwegian authorities are investigating the shooting as a possible terrorist attack during the city's annual Pride Festival. The parade set for today was canceled, but hundreds of people showed up anyway, waving flags and laying bouquets of flowers. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, what's next for the millions of children who rely on free school lunches after Congress extended a pandemic-era meal program? And we take a closer look at gender equality in college athletics, 50 years after Title IX became law.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.